Starting Simen Lamed Beis, Zayda Ksivas Tfilin. Mitzvah Tfilin, Sheyichtoiv, Alba Parshiyis, Sheheim Kaddishli, Kol Bechoyer, Ad Lamayado, Miyomim Yamino. That's the first Parsha. The second Parsha is Vohoye Kibiyacho, Ad Kibachoyzik Yod, Vitzionu Hashem Mimitzrayim. The third Parsha is Parsha Shema Ad Uvish Orecho. Uparshes Vohoya Im Shamoya Ad Al Ha'oretz. These are the four parshiyos. Hago, so the Remo says, V'tzorich Lekostvom Baseder Hazeh. They have to be written this Seder. That means Kaddishli has to be written first, V'yikviyacho second, Shema third, and Vohim Shamoya fourth. Lichtev Trila Hakademis Bartoira. Ve'im Shino, and if he was not written the way the Parshiyos are in the Torah, in this Seder, Posel. So, the Tilin are Posel. But now, Ulachatrila Yichtev Shel Yad Koidim Shel Roish. And now, one should write the Tfilin Shel Yad before the Shel Roish. Before he writes the Shel Roish, he should write the Tfilin Shel Yad. But this is Alechatchila de Kedina, Musi Mishnebu, there's a machlokes, what Alechatchila de Kedina should be. Or Parshas Shema, the Tzorech Lichtoiz, Dalet de Echot, Kol kach gedoylo, the dalet of echot should be large enough. K'may dalet dalsim ktanim, it should have the length and the width of four small dalets. We'll explain this soon. Be'ev shishen mesharin ba'isay ksav. Maybe you don't look at the other dalets in the parashiyos, but if theoretically you could make four more dalets, sagi. Mishem hochi nehagim lichtoiv rak gedoyla mishadalsim sheba'isay ksav. Now to understand what he just said now, so we have in the Pe'er Aloche on page 48 as follows. Here we have a dalet. Now a dalet has a regel, and it has a gag. So this is, the gag goes horizontally, and the regel goes vertically. So now let's take four small dalets, and we'll measure the length of the regel. That means one underneath the other. So we'll measure the length of the regel. It has to have a size of the length of four. The glayim of four dalets. Now it has to have a width of four gagim of four dalets. So memela. So this is that. That's why it should be, the dalet should be as large as four small dalets. The length. I mean, here's the regel. The regel of the dalet is the length of the regel of four small dalets, and the width of the gag is this, the width of four dalets. One next to the other, and that is the shear of the dalet. Now he says it does not mean that you look at that ksav that the tefillin were written on. That means if I would look at a dalet of the ksav, so then the dalet in the echot would have to be tremendous. So it's not necessary that the dalet should have a width of four dalets of the ksav and the length of four dalets of the ksav. As long as you can write four small dalets in the length and in the width, that's also sufficient. What? You know, that's how I figure out the length. How long does this have to be? So I'll take four small dalets and put one underneath the other. The smallest you can make. That's what he said. Dalet dalsin ktanim me'oid sagi. You don't need the dalet that was written in the tefillin. Perhaps I could just mention for 1 minute, this is, I just saw today, this Agoin Mishlei in Perek Chavdalet. The Goin says that by the Posek of Shema, you have a big Ayin and a big Dalet, which is Oisius 8. So he says that Shema means there's two translations of Shema. One translation of Shema, one should hear. He should hear with his ears. And another translation of Shema, he should be mechaben. He should think. He should be mekabel what he say. Now, when we say Hashem Echad, we are saying a mouthful. And let's just explain what this mouthful means. This mouthful means that Ein Oid Milvadoi. There is no other power in the world. And everything that occurs in this world is through the Rabbeinu Shalom. Nothing can occur without his Ratzon, and everything that does occur is his Ratzon. And that's what we are saying, Echad, Ein Oid Milvadoi. That is the Kabbalah of Yichud Hashem. Now, the words can be said properly, but the Kabbalah, the Emunah, that this is Takeh soul, this is an Avodah. That means when a person in his daily life, he stole money from me, and he insulted me, and he did this, and he did this, by me, why is this happening, and this, and he has different reasons for what is occurring in his life and in the world. So he's not, there's no Yichud Hashem in what he's saying. So who knows what he's saying? What if is the intent is equivalent to the words he's saying? Eight, the Rabbi Shalom is an eight. The Rabbi Shalom hears and knows what's doing in his heart, and that's the big ayin, and that's the big dalet. Al kaponim, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah, so it was Sifkot Aleph. He's just telling us that the large dalet should be the length of the regal should be the length of four small dalets, one underneath the other, and the width of the gag should be the four small dalets, one next to the other. But I don't know. I didn't look in the Magen Avraham. We got it from Al Kaponim. But that's what should be with. Lekosvon, oh yeah. Now Lekosvon kol parshiyos. Now all the parshiyos have to be written bein mishel yad, bein mishel roish, baseder hazeh. It has to be written side the shel yad and side the shel roish. Have to be written in this seder. Now, like here in Per Aloche, this is page 46. So here he has a picture of the Tefillin Shel Yad. This is one big cloth of the Tefillin Shel Yad. And then he has four clothim of the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And if you can look closely, he starts off from Kaddish, where you can be Yachol. And so Memela, so this has to be written Keseda, first this, and then this, side by the Tzilin Shayat, and side by the Tzilin Shalosh, this parasha has to be written before this one before this one, etc. That is what the Ramah is telling us. Kol HaParshis, Bei Mishal Yad, Bei Mishal Rosh. Keseda Hazeh. Now where do we get this from? Dechsi Vohoyu Advorim. So Vohoyu Advorim Ka. Bahavyosan Yehu, that they should be the way they were written in the Torah. That's how they should be written. V'chosh came, she'tzorich li'zoyer mitam zeh, she'kol parsha, parsha gufa nichteves kesito. That means v'hoyu advar me'ela includes all the parshas, that it should be the way they were written, the Eis Aleph before Eis Beis, that means there's a Seder that should be written, number one, and number two, and the part that's speaking about one Parsha B'negeya, the second parsha, that this parsha has to be written first. And then in the parsha alone, the words have to be written, the letters have to be written also in the proper sequence. Nichta b'kisidush, yechsa bo afilo eisachas, that he shouldn't skip one letter, ki lo yeh lo itakona achakach lo shlimach v'kama b'sivchav gil, because if he skips one letter, he's going to go back later and write, squeeze in that letter, so it's like a sidron, because that letter was written after the letters that were written afterwards, so it's not kesidron. So that's possible, then the whole parasha is possible. Well, one second. Avol ha-parashiyas atzman le-nifsulu. But if you have four parashiyas, so they did not become possible. Kagoy. Im Yisrael lichtoiv mi-parashis v'hoye kibiyach. He started writing from the second parasha. So he started off with the left foot, that means it, yeah. Yuchel le-tzarev b'zeh parashis kadish mi-tzulun acherem. So for me to write Parshas Kadesh after I wrote Voye Kiviyacho, so that Parsha was not Kesidron, it was written after the second Parsha was written. But if I find another pair of tefillin with here's a Parsha of Kadesh which was written, this I wrote today Voye Kiviyacho, and I find a pair of tefillin that have Kadesh which were written yesterday or a year ago, so then that's no problem. So that's called Kesidron. So the Kaddish was written before Voye Kiviyacho in time. That is Levi Tzulun Acherim. You can take from other Tzulun. Im Yedeya Bavadish and Yichtav Kaidem Eila. But he has to know one thing. He has to know that it was written before. The, what? For, he wrote Voye Kiviyacho first. No. He wrote now, he started off Voye Kiviyacho, then he wrote Shema, then he wrote Voyim Shemaya. So these three are Kesidron. But the Kaddish is a problem. So get a Kaddish that was written a year ago, so then everything is Kesidron. He just made everything Kesidron for another way of parsha. Yeah. But he has to know that the Kaddish he's now putting into this bias, he has to know. He has to know that was not written a year ago, a month ago, a day ago. But if not, then you say Safik Teresa Lechumre. Neshari Tshuva brings down something, there was a cipher, they wrote a whole bunch of parshas, one after the other. He wasn't careful, and then everything was mixed up on the table. And I can say, Ini, Mini, Mini, Mos, Shemi, Shemaim. You can't use any of them because you don't know which one was written first, which one was written second. So if there's a Suffolk, we say Suffolk, Beraisa, Lechuma. We can't play Russian roulette. Now, Buhuad in the base, Aksiva Hoya Kisidu. Afilu, case number two, was written properly. But then, let's say the previous parsha became possible. For some reason, became possible, became erased one of the issues. So that parsha is unfixable anymore. It got erased and I can't write it now because that's not considerable. So Nizbato Mimela Kola Parsha She'achel. So now the other three parshas I cannot use because if I fix the eyes, I can't fix the eyes of you also. The lenient seal my Parsha She'achel. Gam Kei Nadin Kena. But I'll find a parsha that was written before these three parshas. So then it's good. What? The cipher has to know. I mean, if he's going to a cipher, the cipher maybe puts a sticker on the back when it's written 100%. I mean, that's the cipher knows this. He puts a simon on the parshiyos that, or I mean, he should know that which is they have to do this. Kaidem, hey, now the Gemara said lechatchila yiftach shel yad kaidem shalosh. A new thing that the parsha of the tefillin shel yad should be written before he writes the parshas of the shalosh. Now the reason of this, this has nothing to do with the drosha we had till now. The drosha means the parsha is be written kesidro. So the parsha shel yad is kesidro, the parsha shel yad is kesidro. God wrote the parsha shel yad after the parsha shel yad. It has nothing to do with kesidro. So this is a lechatchila de kedin. Since it says in the posuk, "Shartam loisa yadecha," so since the seder hanoche is the shel yad is kaidim shavosh, so we say lechatchila we should write also the parsha shel yad before the parsha shavosh. V'yesh aimram lehepach. Others disagree with the Rambam, the Rizal, b'nei shavosh kedushosei chamura mishel yad. That since the shalosh is more kaddish than the shel yad, so we should first write the shalosh. So we have here different minhagim. Va'onu nehagim k'may shekosef ha'abaga. Our minhag is, like the Rama says, we tell the sefer priest write the tefillin shel yad first, and then the tefillin shalosh, which is al-chatchila de kedim. But if you wrote it the other way, it's only adin lechatchila b'diavad. It's not at the bottom. Finish. Kosev b'sefer hakavonish lechatchila yisoyer lichtev kol haparshis shalosh b'shal yad retzufim layavsek b'neim b'shom dibur klar v'ayim b'sharit shubenad arizal. So this is you're looking from Huda the Ketzil and find that the Sefer is going to do this. That means our Kabonim, the Dirsha Bin Zam, the Nisharet Shuvah doesn't say he shouldn't speak out between the Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. But the Shal Yad should be written the Dalet Parshas, B'li Hef Sektiba. The Shal Rosh should be written B'li Hef Sektiba. That's a Meridike Hidr. The Meridike Hidr in the Parshas. But again, this is a Hidr, this is not Ma'akib. Yes, we have to know one thing, the magnitude of the mitzvah of tefillin is ein l'shaya, and the magnitude is dependent how mehudadik the batim and the parshiyas are. So the more mehudadik the parshiyas are, the more mehudadik the hashpah that he will get to wearing these tefillin. Siv beis. Shel roish yichtayv kol achas beklof levadecho. The shel roish should be written on one cloth. All dalet parshas should be written on one cloth. A separate cloth. She had kais and kula bekaf hechot. So this is here. We have a picture over here. The shel yad. It's four klafim. The shayad is one big klaf, and the shalosh is four klafim. That is the shalosh. Now, where do we derive this? Biklaf echot kedachsi b'hoya l'ois al yotcho. One ois. The mashme ois echot. It's one ois. Kloima bayis echot. It's one bayis. You have one bayis. Now, that's pshat in the posik. The posik means the shel yad should be one bayis. Uchshem shehu ois echod mibachutz. And just like, that's pshat in the posik. One bayis on the shel yad. Now, we say, just like it's one bayis mibachutz, ken yesh liyos lechatchila ois echod mibifnim. It should be one ois mibifnim. That means it should be one long cloth with four parshiyas. Just like the bias is one, so the cloth should also be one. Avol b'shel rosh, sheyesh boi dalet batim, and that's why the posuk teitofa is tat pas, is tat eshtayim, pas eshtayim, so it means it should be four batim on your head. So we learn out that that the inside, the ois, which is inside the bottom, should also be four parshis. Avo shalosh yesh b'dalet batim, tzor shiyu, parshis ksuvais b'dalet klof. V'chol ze rak lechadchile, chmoshis b'akir lekaman b'siv memzai. Amor dikizach. That means the posik is speaking about the outer bias. V'yolois ha'yot means it should be one bias. The taitav is b'nei necha, there should be four batim. That's it. That's what we say, that the parshiyos inside the bias should be similar to the bias, and by the shluyad it should be one long klaf, and by the shalrosh it should be four klaf. B'diyevet, you can do it, you can put four klaf in the shluyad, and you could put one klaf in the shalrosh if you'll go in and out, and you put to the right bias, and if you put each parsh in the right bias, so you could one big klaf, you could also do it. So you're b'di'evet, but lechatchila, it should be four klaf on the shalosh and one klaf on the shef. Chmeishis v'akam and the sipen zayin. V'da, another thing, the tefillin shel yad, tzorchli is gamken kosov tavke, b'dalet amudim, kol parshe ba'omod acher. That means that here, let's see, the tefillin shel yad, so each parsha is a different omud. It's a different omud. That means they don't go together. One parsha is one omud. That means by the tefillin shel rosh, it's here one omud. It's not that. And here by the tefillin shel yad, so each one is a separate omud. It's not like a sefer Torah that you have. The one parsha goes from one number to the next number. No, they have to be, each one has to be a separate number. Each parsha has to be a separate number.
Yeah. No,
unless you get, the whole problem is, yeah, you need, but if you can get one that was written before, so then everything becomes good again. Yeah, you can get fine, yeah, 100%. Yeah, an older klaf, that's right. Kol parsha ba'omud acher. Now, yichtevein b'diyoi shocher. Now we're saying what the ink should be that we are writing the tefillin in. It should be b'diyoi shocher, ben sheyesh boi mei afatzim, ben sheloi b'mei afatzim, ben sheloi b'mei afatzim. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have here, let us look in front of us under the Daf Hayomi Balocha from Dirshu, and let's look. We have here. Let's read what it says in Sif Gimel, so we'll know exactly what we're speaking about. Each letter must be written entirely with the Yoy, the black ink used by Seiflin. Any other color is invalid. There are three basic ingredients. You have it? You have it on the... You have it? It's on this side. Yeah, okay. Each letter must be written entirely with the black ink used by the seiflin. Any other color is invalid. There are three basic ingredients in the yoy. These are resin from a tree, gum arabic called kuma or guma. That's one thing. That's the gum arabic, and that is, and you look at the pictures, the second picture from the left, it's reddish. If you look, it's guma. That's gum arabic. That's a resin from a tree. Vitriol or kaperas, called cancantum, which comes from iron soaked in acid. So that is the picture next to it. We have, so they grind iron and they soak it in an acid and they get cancantum. And gall nuts afatzim. Now, that's the on the extreme left, the picture in front of us. Now, these gall nuts are nuts that grow on the bark of a tree. They originate that there are bugs that lay eggs on the tree, and somehow these nuts grow from these eggs on the tree, and these are gall nuts. These are called afatzim. And the water in which the gall nuts are soaked is called mei afatzim. So now he's telling us, so we have guma, which is the resin, we have kankantum, which is iron soaked in acid, and we have gall nuts afatzim, but the gall nuts are soaked in water. Now, the common procedure for preparing the ink involves cooking the ingredients. If only a single ingredient were used, the dyoi is invalid. If two out of the three were used, there's a machlekes among the poskim. So let us, and then we'll just see a little further. The Ramah mentions a preference not to use kuma and kankantum, that we shouldn't use this gum arabic, and we shouldn't use kankantum, this is iron soaked in acid. So the writing will be easily erasable. Substituting smoky substances, we'll see why. The minute we follow is not like the Ramah, we use all these three because this tiyoy lasts longest. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and things should be pretty easy to understand. B'diyoy, so let's see again the Mechaba. Yichzvein b'diyoy shocher, black diyoy, ben sheyesh boi mei afatzim, that means one of the ingredients could be these mei afatzim, this is the Arabic gum Arabic, which is called bein. No, I'm sorry. The gall nuts. Mei afatzim, I'm sorry. The gall nuts is the yisog to gall. Ben sheyesh by mei afatzim, ben sheloi by mei afatzim. That means the mei afatzim, the gall nuts, is not a necessary content, ingredient in the diyoy. Ulechatchile yachme lichtoiv b'diyoy. And he's saying you shouldn't use gume, you shouldn't use, that means you shouldn't use this gum arabic, you shouldn't use this vitriol. No, you should use lichter b'diyoy suya ma'ashan eitzim. You smoke wood, and it seems that the soot from that smoke is used. Oishmonim shruyim b'mei afatzim, or you use oils which are soaked in golma. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. B'diyoy shocher, it has to be black. U'diyoy shemareyu doyme lemare hakreu, ayin bebir aloch. Now we have to know there are different shades in black, and for different halachas, there's different psokim. The Bir Halacha brings down something very interesting. The Halacha is, we won't go into the reason, but just let's say what the Halacha is. The Halacha is the Ritzuas have to be black, the Tzun has to be written with the Yoy Shocha. So here we have both have to be black. But La Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, if your Ritzuas are bluish, a bluish tinge, it's kosher. If because there doesn't say dyoi, there's Bashain came, if the tefillin got a bluish tint, it'll be possible. That's what he says over here. I'm a bir aloch. May Ashan eitzim. Now so the Ramah says may Ashan eitzim. Perish v'layatol l'seichai kuma. He shouldn't put in the kuma, which this is this gum arabic. This is this resin. This is this resin from a tree. He should not, so the Ramah holds, he should not put in kuma. Oy kan kantem, you should not put in kan kantem, which is iron soaked in acid. Shekoyren beloshen ashkenaz kupel vasel. So you understand, so it's water that the copper was, there was that water, it's an acid that iron or copper was soaked in it. Why? What is the svara of the Gemara? Ki lechatchila be'inam tzav sheyuchal lehimochek. The Gemara holds that lechatchila we need a tzav that it is capable of being erased. Vayidei kuma oikan kantum haksav oimid v'einei nimchak. These two ingredients, the gum arabic and the iron sultan acid, if this is one of the ingredients, so it can erase it. So therefore the Gemara says that you should not use guma of the kantum. B'zeh akor l'mitzvah n'muchel bat, avo l'dini gam l'Gemara moide d'muta lasi mimei afatzim v'kuma v'kantum. The Gemara holds mi'iker adin itzkosh. It's preferable, you shouldn't use guma v'kantum. V'chein noigim lasi skayoy, aidei taruvish shloshta. We make our dioy is made out of the combination of these three ingredients. By Yidei Bishul, and we cook these three ingredients together. The Hachi Yod of Tvei, Chmashikosa, the Chibas Mishpani Shakib, Simulam Azayim. God, someone told me something very interesting. If we look at the three pictures of the gall nuts and the gum arabic and the vitriol, nothing is black. And it's Pilei Ployim. When you combine all these three together, it becomes black. These three make it black. So that is the minig bismanegna. The Bible Mogan Avram Shekoso, the biyama leirogam keila echamin agdeilum shenor glasses bidyoi osim yashan eitzim ushmane. Yeah, he didn't see such a thing. Achav shidyoi sim bidyoi shal kreitzim gam shisim b'shem aril. V'chein posat b'sefer get mekusha v'sefer birke yosef lasais kimin hagenu achshav. This is preferable, not like the Gemara. Why? That yoy ha'osri me'ashan eitzim u'shmonim, the yoy that is made out of the soot from wood and oil, miskalko v'nimchak b'neiko. That means the Gemara held is a mile in the ksav that it should be capable of being erased. And that is true, that the ink that the Gemara spoke about is not capable of being erased. And there's a hidda in halacha. But lamais, it's a very inferior dioi, and it won't last too long. Your pashis won't last too long. So therefore, it is better to overlook this mile of the Gemara and put in these three ingredients, and we'll know that they'll last longer. What? Because it seems because by the Parsha of Soite, it was there also, so it was written in such a way that it was Nimchak. So it seems we learn out from over there that the Parshas have to be written in such a diyoy that could be Nimchak. Parsha Soite was a Parsha from the Torah, Al Kapon. We learn out from these Parshas, Al Kapon. It was a Parsha of the Torah that was written, I mean. So we learn now from over there that the pashas have to have that mila. Anyway, the chayim pasuk said again, the kusha b'sefer b'kiyos v'lasis k'menegeinu achshav. The idea here also in Hashanayitzim v'shmonim miskalko v'nimchak b'neik. V'akein enoy gimboy achshav. The diyoi ha'osi mimei afotzen bovat. It was made only from the gall nuts that were soaking in water. B'loi kuma, and there's no resin, shekayim b'loshen ashkenaz guma. Oy mikan kantem bovat, or it was made from this vitriol. That means you don't have a combination of Maya Papatsim, he said Lakhatri should combine all three. If you made it of Maya Fatsim without Puma, I make Kankantam Bavat Posel Absolutiyav. That means Zikha needs two of the three combined together. כן קוסם אגרו בביור ילקם מסמטר צדק א', אין שמיים בביר הלוח. מותר לכתוב תפילין ומזוזה שבדיוי הנאסה מסתם יינום. ילאוד כבי תפילין. So even though you're not allowed to drink it, but I'll compone him. You'll have to make the air out of it. Vayim b'shar etshuva sivkot n'dalit. D'yoy ein tzorech l'asayis l'shmo. Another halacha does not have to be made l'shmo. And here the Nirsha brings down that l'chatchila you should make it l'shmo. And number two, and if it was made l'shmo, you should not use it for divrei chel. Okay.
Good job.
Whoa, huh?